Chapter 11, Devotional 2, The Perverted Mind of a Willful Rebel, a Hardened Heart. Romans 1, verses 18 through 19 and verse 28 tell us, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them, and just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. Paul addresses the life of the willful rebel, the person who knows about God but willfully and intentionally chooses to ignore, reject, and disobey him. Paul says of these men and women that God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. Other translations describe the mind of the willful rebel as reprobate, base and condemned, debased and dirty. Webster's dictionary defines reprobate as unapproved, rejected, worthless, cast away, and depraved, corrupt, wicked, morally evil, sinful, and perverted. Paul goes on in verses 29 and 30 to say that a depraved or perverted, unnatural, abnormal, or misguided mind leads to many forms of evil, unrighteousness, and sin, including homosexuality, sexual immorality, greed, envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, gossip, slander, arrogance, boasting, and parental disobedience. Paul says the willful rebel is without understanding and is untrustworthy, unloving, and without mercy. He not only engages in evil and sinful acts, but also encourages others to perform these acts as well. We see ISIS and other terrorist and hate groups recruit and encourage others to perpetrate evil on a daily basis. It is impossible to watch the daily news on TV or look at the headlines on the internet without seeing the truth of Paul's words. We are bombarded with evidence of depravity and perversion that often defies understanding. As Christians, we must accept God's word as our truth and allow it to penetrate and change our thought life. Right thinking aligns with God's word and God's ways. Any thought or action that does not align with the word of God is evil, corrupt, wicked, condemned, and perverted. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to speak to you today and reveal any perversion in your life. Do not become a willful rebel and exchange God's truth for the lies of Satan. Acknowledge God in all your ways, as it says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. Lord, thank you for penetrating truth and power of your word. Holy Spirit, help me to consider and acknowledge the Lord, lean on him, and trust in him. Help me to see God's hand and his face every day, everywhere I look. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.